None but the hungry heart. 12:19. Touch not. I, through the law, am dead to the law. Galatians 2:19. The law will not touch us if we do not touch it. We were born in the first Adam. He was responsible before God to stand in righteousness. He failed. We were responsible in him and we failed. We sinned in Adam, Romans 5:12-19. What did God do about it? He gathered us up into the last Adam and we died in him. God allowed his holy law to condemn us utterly, and the law, seeking to slay us, found us in Christ on the cross and set upon us and slew us. Law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. Romans 7:1. But when it has cursed him and killed him, the law has no more to say to him. And we are become dead to the law by the body of Christ. For we have died judicially with Christ on the cross. The new life which we have in him comes to us from him in heaven, the risen, glorified man before the Father. There prevails a notion that the Lord Jesus was keeping the law for us and establishing our righteousness when he was here below. Now his life was necessary to vindicate the Father and his holy law, as well as to manifest himself and his love. But the righteousness that we are made in Christ is another thought altogether. Not the law fulfilled by him, but the justifying righteousness of the Father founded on the Lord Jesus' death, displayed in his resurrection, and crowned by his glory in heaven. The Ten Commandments require no life of prayer, no Christian service, no evangelism, no missionary outreach, no gospel preaching, no life and walk in the Spirit, no union with the Lord Jesus Christ, no fellowship of saints, no hope of salvation, and no hope of heaven. Now we are delivered from the law. Romans 7:6.